Okay, with Anthony Lecky, Even After Prelude is the musical short film played at the Musical Dance Festival, Experimental Festival. Really interesting film. Is the music original? Is it original music?
Yeah, it's entirely original. One of the main goals I had for the short film is I wanted to take organic textures, like the sound of violins in particular, and I mapped those to a keyboard, like what you would see on a piano. And all the music is composed by me, and I also mixed it as well. So that was a core part of the challenge. But yeah, I definitely wanted it to be original.
And is music, that's your lead, that's where you started. You started as a musician.
Well, it's kind of been a mixed path. A lot of my artistic exploration has happened as I've become an adult. I
Okay.
had an interest in it as a kid, but I didn't really take lessons and learn to draw or paint or things like that. But kind of when I got into my 20s, I really strongly felt that I wanted to be an artist. And I started out with music. I started taking piano lessons at 23. And then right before I was 30, I started studying figure drawing. And so I kind of convert like the I had the two paths and they've met in the middle. So essentially for this project, the visuals, my main goal was to hand paint the environments and locations and find a way to use AI that would follow my brush strokes, follow my composition, so that the AI was being used more ethically. It wasn't a system of just prompting and it spits out an image. It was actually my artistic process was key in generating the imagery.
So,
So,
what do you mean by ethically? Like, just like that's interesting. That's an interesting kind of phrase.
yeah, there's a lot of debate among artists around AI. And one of the key takeaways that I hear, and I also feel similarly, is that there's a lot of artists who, one, are having their work stolen without permission and trained into these models that generate the imagery. And two, the way that that technology, the way that AI can generate imagery has been implemented in a lot of ways is just prompt to image. You can say, I want an image of a tree in somebody's yard in the style of X
Yeah.
art, and it just spits it out. So a lot of the conversations I've had with artists is they don't view that as ethical. They view it as theft. They view it as bypassing the artistic process. And so for me, I wanted to try to find a way to integrate my artistic process into AI. So that's kind of what I mean by more ethically.
Well, it's interesting because I see a lot of we get some AI films and most of them aren't very good. Meaning that they just look AI, you know what I'm trying to say? Maybe that will change through times because it's sort of like when they were doing CGI in film back in the 80s, it doesn't really look as that great now, like in when today's eye. Maybe it will change, but it just looks phony. It doesn't look like real, pardon, you know. But your film has a different look to it, has a different vibe, but the music carries it across, right? So it felt like it was like you didn't know where it came from, I guess. That's sort of my point of view.
Actually, I'm really glad to hear that because that's one of the things that I like. I want to have the effect of where somebody kind of has to take a step back and kind of say, what is this? Where did this come from? But a key part of the reason why it feels that way is it's an integration of my artistic voice, my sensibility, my choice of color, composition, subject matter, and what AI is capable of rendering, which is extremely realistic imagery. And to your point, I'm sure AI will look more and more realistic, especially over the next few years. But my thinking is, I don't want to say that there can't be anything good made from just prompting. I'm sure somebody will do that. I'm sure many people will do that. But I think if one is totally reliant on just what the AI spits out on its own, I think that a lot of films are just going to kind of feel sort of samey. Everything will kind of look the same, have this a similar sort of like it just depends on how the model is trained. So, yeah, I really wanted the film that I made to feel like it came from me as an artist. And in my opinion, I think it does.
And how long did it take you to like, how many hours did it take you to put all those visuals together for the song?
You're talking about combined with writing the music and the visuals?
No, just the visuals. Just like you got the music, just the visuals. I'm just curious how long, many hours it took.
I don't know that I could tell you exactly how many hours,
Yeah.
but I worked on the visuals in combination with the music. I
Okay.
would cycle kind of daily
Oh,
part of the
really?
day.
Okay.
And I
Gotcha.
did that for 7 months. So,
7 months? And then like so then on and off, like, or just kind of like, was it a full-time job? I'm just curious, like.
It was, I would say, beyond a full-time job. I most weeks, not every week, but most weeks I was working on it 6 days a week for probably at least 10 hours.
Wow, okay. So that's what I'm trying to get at, because meaning that this takes a long time. Like this is all you. Like you're kind of like the modern filmmaker where you did everything, right?
That was part of it. Yeah, I wanted to do sound, I wanted to do visuals.
But it takes time. It's like there's like a theory that I like go good, cheap, and fast, like a triangle, like but you can only get two out of three. So you made it good and cheap, but it wasn't fast, right?
No, it sometimes it was because in part because the technology is so new and it's
Yeah.
also not designed for artists really. There was an incredible amount of, trial and error and tedium and stuff not working and trying to get it to work. So, yeah, it was certainly not fast. In the end, it feels worth it, but it was a lot of labor.
And did you ever like that's meticulous. That's very, you're gonna have, I'm assuming you're gonna have some doubts when you're doing the process. You're gonna have like you're too close to the product. There's all these kind of things that go on that a lot of people quit, right? When they get into a project like this, but you kept at it. Do you know what motivated you to keep the cross the finish line, so to speak?
I think two things. Well, first of all, I want to say you're absolutely correct. There were definitely multiple points where I didn't know if it could be finished. And I just felt, I was kind of reached that point where I just was ready to walk away. But I think the things that kept me going are one, I've just had enough experience in my life now where I've noticed that most things that just in general in my life, it doesn't have to be an art project or something art related, but a lot of things I've gone through in my life that are worth experiencing and seeing the other side of, there's been that point where I'm just done and ready to walk away and I feel totally defeated and I can't think of how this is going to work out, that kind of feeling. And I just in my mind, I remind myself that doesn't have to be the end of the story. Just keep pushing through. So I think that's just part of my personality. And also I believed in it. And I felt that I don't know. I think there was just a certain element of principle of I just felt like AI as a technology foundationally is probably the most capable visual, computer generated rendering technology that has ever existed. And I just felt that if I could find a way to leverage that as an artist, that it would be worth the pain. So I think it was the excitement of possibility, and also just there's a part of me that just refused to give up.
That's amazing. And so, okay, so then did you show it to anybody before you kind of started sending out the festivals?
Yeah, I shared it with a few people, and the result, I mean, it was good. I mean that. The people that I talk to, I mean, generally they enjoy what I do. So the feedback I got was positive. And there were a few people who told me that, they got goosebumps and really loved the music. And so, I mean, pretty from early on when I was showing it, the feedback I got was positive. So at that point, I was really excited to try to get it out there in the world through festivals.
And how's it going so far?
Actually, a lot better than I thought. And I'm not trying to be humble. Like I'm not trying to undersell what I'm doing, but this is the first complete film, like official complete film I've ever done. I was in grad school. I did some stuff in grad school. I'm proud of that stuff, but it was student work. This is the first one that I've ever finished. And my goal was really just to get it into festivals, period. And I mean the result of course, there's been, I've been selective. I've been not selected as well. But at this point, I've been a finalist in a film festival, semi-finalist, was nominated for an award, and this festival, I actually was the crowd voted me best sound of music, which really was kind of shocking, and it's just I'm incredibly grateful. It's a really cool experience.
And you have a process how you did it, I guess, the a making of video on YouTube, right?
Yeah, I wanted to do that. I want to try to do that for every project I do, but I just felt like it's probably important for people to get a sense of how I did it. Because one thing I've noticed, especially online, is when people hear that it was made with AI, a lot of people immediately assumed, okay, this person has no talent. They just prompted in images and edited
Yeah.
stuff together. So I want people, if they're
There is that
interested,
assumption. Yeah.
If people are interested in what I'm doing, I want them to kind of be able to see behind the curtain so they can get a sense of what, like who I am and what I'm doing and what actually went into it.
Well, I just subscribed to your channel, so.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
No, it's a good video too. Like your video is good. It's like it's the making of. It's twice as long as the movie itself.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I really, when I was a kid, I would get so excited if there was a movie that I liked when you could get like the companion behind the scenes
Yeah.
VHS or whatever.
Like the
I always thought it
director's
was really cool.
commentary or yeah.
Yeah, so I want to do that with my work. And like I said, it also feels important that people understand where it's coming from.
It's great. Okay, so I want to get back to you. You said you started playing the piano when you were 23.
Correct.
That's an interesting age to start a piano. Did you like go to a conventional teacher who teaches kids? Like who is your teacher, your piano teacher?
Yeah, I had a couple of them, and essentially, I went to the town I live in. There's not a huge amount of piano teachers, but I found one in the area that beginner level piano teacher. Certainly worked with a lot of kids, and actually it was piano and voice. I did voice for about 6 months with piano.
Yeah.
Couldn't afford to keep doing both, so I just went with piano. But worked with one teacher for a couple years. I worked with another one for about 3 years. And at that point, I had a foundation, and I kind of do some. It's kind of in a tight spot at the time, so I didn't want to keep paying for lessons, so I kept learning on my own. But yeah,
Yeah.
it there's just I just felt like just one of the, I guess it might be a little cliche, but at 23 years old, I just felt like if I don't at least try to learn this instrument, I know later in life I'm going to regret that I didn't try. So I wanted to go for it.
Yeah, 100%. That's amazing. It's was it hard at the beginning to start something like it's like learning a new language in so many ways, right?
Yeah, it is absolutely kind of like learning a new language. I wouldn't say it was hard for one reason. Again, like it was when in my 20s when I really felt like I needed to do this, but prior to that, growing up, I really didn't think that I had musical ability. And again, I'm not trying to be humble. I really didn't. I didn't grow up in like a musical family where people played instruments. I loved music and I thought people who played music were really cool, but I just didn't think that I could do that. And so when I got into piano, and I started learning, I wasn't so concerned about, my God, I want to be good at this. It was more just, I was happy to be learning it. I was happy to be discovering that I actually could learn to play, that, like you said, that this is like a language. People can learn a language. I could learn to play the piano. So it really was more just kind of a gradual process of discovery and learning. And then at a certain point, after about 2 years of playing, I started to feel like maybe I would try writing music, and I just kept going from there.
And you're doing it now. That's amazing.
Thank you.
What does your family think about that?
I think they're proud. I think they're proud, and yeah, it's one of the things I think they can look back on me as a child and see a lot of those seeds that were in there,
Yeah.
the talent and stuff like that that I couldn't really reflect on as a child. So I mean, the feedback I've gotten from my family is they're just really happy to see me doing this stuff and doing stuff that I authentically enjoy.
That's amazing. And then so like and are you like what's next for you? What are you going to do next?
Well, I have been working on the beginnings of an anthology of short films. For Even After in particular, I do have an intention for what I want to do with what I've started to establish, but the technology is not ready to go there yet. So I've accepted to tell the story I want to tell. I need to let the technology mature. In the meantime, to keep me going, because I want to keep I want to keep working on this stuff for sure. I'm going to do maybe three or four short films that are all thematically linked. Everyone is self-contained. Everyone is a distinct world and narrative, but they all belong together thematically. And the idea is to try to do one a year, remain in the festival circuit. You know, every time I complete one, put it out there so I can keep building momentum. And ideally, every year that passes, the technology will be more capable and I can push further. So, next month, I'm getting ready to announce the anthology and then start looking for funding and pitching it to people. So that's what I'm working on now.
So you're all in on this new technology. You kind of like are ahead of the curve a little bit.
My opinion is this. With all the conversations I've had with different people and a lot of artists, I share a lot of the concerns. I share a lot of the criticisms of the way the technology is being utilized, but I don't think it's going anywhere. I think it's, I mean, I think AI is going to be more and more embraced as time goes on. So
Sure.
yeah, and also I think it foundationally is a very interesting technology. So yeah, I'm all in and I want to really see how I can utilize it to tell the best and most interesting stories I can.
History does show that things do get embraced, right? Like, and especially like, let's just look at the last 120 years of the film industry. They didn't like sound. Sound got embraced. They didn't like film. No, they didn't like digital. They wanted everything to be on film. That got embraced, right? That's just in the last 20 years alone, right? So like everybody, like the old school was like, you got to shoot on film. And it was, even me, there's so much pressure. And then it's like, well, why we can, it's just easier for editing, and you can use a 35mm lens on your digital camera, and it's basically only like 1% of the population see something different, right? So why not, right? So I think that I think it's, what I'm trying to say is, I think that's, you're probably right. It's probably going to be embraced eventually, the more people do it, I guess.
I don't want to my perspective, just I think when things like with things like this start to happen and things change, there can be a lot of fear. And I don't want I feel like I can empathize with that fear and I can understand why a lot of people feel afraid or they don't like what's happening. Again, going back to artists, I mean, the idea of being replaced or having your work stolen or being fired because they don't need you anymore because they have
Yeah.
something that can do what you did 10 times faster. That's scary, and I get it. But yeah, I do think that historically, when new technology like this comes about, it does get embraced. And yeah, I don't know. I think back, one thing I go to is I think about synthesizers and drum machines because I really like electronic music.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty positive for both of those when those started to become more popular. There was a lot of fear, and oh my God, nobody's ever going to hire a drummer again. And I like, synthesizers aren't real instruments. And yeah, I feel like today they're pretty well embraced. So yeah, I'm
And
trying to
people
look at
still
it.
hire drummers.
Sorry.
And people still hire drummers.
Yeah, drummers are still drumming.
Yeah. And but it's the studio space that gets, that got the less, like, you don't have to go to a studio to record your album, right? So
I'm really just, I think one of my main angles is whatever happens, I'm trying to take a positive bend on it.
yeah.
So I hope to contribute something positive into the world with
Well,
those
in
efforts.
terms of the medical industry, the AI is going to be wonders, right? So,
I hope so.
yeah. Well, think about like a surgeon's hands and then an AI hands, right? Like, what's going to be more precise, right? So, and that's just like a one metaphor. There's so many of them, right? So, yeah.
Yeah, it's time will tell, and I definitely am very focused personally on the realm of art. But yeah, the technology in general does seem like there's tremendous potential.
What site do you use for your AI?
I have used some sites, but mainly what I use is I run them locally on my computer.
Okay.
I download the models. Stable Diffusion is one. That's probably the main one that I've used. There are newer ones coming out now that I'm exploring, but basically I would download a model and run it on Comfy UI, which is a program where you can run the AIs locally. And then I would embrace what the open source AI community was putting out, which there's a lot of people putting out tools who give much more control over what the AI is doing. So running AIs on my computer and using some of that open source stuff, I really could take like I said, my brush strokes in a digital painting and guide the AI to interpret that as closely as I could, while still going far beyond what I can do personally. I don't know how to paint something that authentically looks like a photograph, and I don't want to claim that I can do that either. But I felt like that was a nice middle ground. If I could get the composition, the theme, the subject matter, the colors, and then I could take what I laid down and turn that into something that looks like a photograph, I felt like that's a really cool, it's kind of middle ground of utilizing the technology and utilizing my voice as an artist, and most of it was done on my computer.
And then you just put the images and you start editing it together in your editing software. Is that how you do it?
Pretty much, yeah. In terms of websites, I did use some video generation stuff that was not run on my computer because the video stuff still has a long way to go. But yeah, once I actually got the video clips, I got them into DaVinci Resolve, started cutting, editing. I did all the color grading in DaVinci Resolve. So again, it felt like this kind of interesting middle ground of, AI generated clips, but then the filmmaking process of cutting and color correcting, like that was done manually by me.
Oh, great. Well, I wish you the ultimate best success. I want to keep in touch and I like your website. It looks like you got some great stuff happening already.
Thank
And
you.
you're like a prince and you got store. You're trying to like run this business and people can buy your images and which is fantastic, right?
Thank you. Yeah, I'm really, I will say this too. One of my goals for my upcoming project is I want to I'm going to be adding more stuff to my site that I hope people can engage with and find deeper meaning, whether that's additional imagery or behind the scenes stuff. So yeah, I think my website will kind of end up being a sort of a place for people who are interested in what I'm doing to go to kind of deepen their experience if they choose to.
Cool. Well, I can't wait to watch your next see your next film. Are you working on it right now?
Yeah, I'm working on the first two, but I'm
Okay.
about to shift focus into exclusively working on the first one and finishing it.
Great. All right, let's talk again soon when you make your next film.
All right, excellent. Thank you so
See
much.
you.